With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Razavan FIFO TV proudly sponsored by Everlast with me on Zoom. We haven't slept yet. It's approaching 2 a.m. in the morning. Spencer Ferron. Spence, we've just witnessed a great heavyweight fight. Listen, you spoke to me a couple of days ago and you said to me, Usyk needs to target that body. Did he do it enough? And what didn't he do to gain the victory tonight over Usyk?
No. I think Joshua actually did lose the fight. Let's be real. Simply because... the work of Usyk really does know how to gauge. He knows how to gauge rounds. Oh, well, you had a good round this round. Let me try to get a good two rounds. Usyk's very masterful. We gotta just call it as it is. Usyk, very clever. It was a better Anthony Joshua than the one that fought last year. Was it October last year? When he lost. And you know what? Anthony Joshua could have taken an easy way out and fought some kind of also-rans. And then, you know, and he didn't do that. So I think a lot of credit should be given to Anthony Joshua for taking a rematch in such close proximity from the last fight. But I really wish that he just let his hands go. Because when he did let his hands go, he visibly affected and hurt Usyk. But let's just call it as it is. Usyk's a G. And a lot of things, what I would say, was also deep wishful thinking, because I got a lot of love and respect for Anthony Joshua. But I think people should take time with him. The outburst that we saw at the end was Anthony Joshua, who's had to play the game of being corporate Anthony Joshua to appease the British public. Because if he made those bursts, I don't know, 8 years ago, the guy wouldn't have sold out stadiums in any way. He wouldn't be in there as the boy from next door. As much as people say, oh, well, he's fake and all the rest of it. He's had to play this game, this role. He's had to play it. So that I think there's a lot of pressure on a person by not actually being yourself. And I think the outburst and everything else that we saw at the end of the fight was actually him just being himself. Like, I've just had enough. You know what I mean? And I'm not taking nothing away from Usyk. Usyk, I knew from ages. And you could go, I've done interviews with you ages ago when he just came on the heavyweight scene from moving up from cruiserweight. And I was saying, anyone who wants to get this guy now, because he's only going to improve, he's an excellent fighter. Excellent fighter. But my only gripe is this. And I respect Robert Garcia. I know Robert. I respect him. But, bruv, why would you tell AJ that he's winning? What was that all about? Do you know what I mean? Now, I understand this part of boxing, how psychological it is. And when you're dealing with boxers, you have to act as a psychologist. Maybe he thought him telling AJ that he was winning was actually going to bring out a better AJ. I don't know. But what I do know is that AJ came in second best yet again. But I don't think that he should retire. I don't think retirement should be in his head. He boxed really good, to tell you the honest truth. He just said he was in with a better, more technical man than him. But I thought he was going to see a lot more roughhouse tactics, a lot more dirty inside fighting from him and stuff like that. I thought that's what I was going to witness. He did fight his heart out, and he should be commended for fighting his heart out. And he did literally kind of leave it all in the ring, right? I'm not going to go back to say that Anthony Joshua is a limited Billy, because I don't believe that either. But what I do believe is that the industry, after a while, will hate on success. Human nature is that they'll hate on success. And we want you to do good, but don't do too good. Or like people like to equate your finances to your longevity of what you got. So, I mean, my heart got that for me. One thing I had to give him, he did really, really try. But he was just a bit better, man.
Spence, round nine, he had a fantastic round nine where he troubled Usyk, looked like Usyk was hurt. And then in round 10, you're expecting Joshua to kind of keep that pace going. And all of a sudden, Usyk shows why he is the unified champion and took that round quite easy.
Listen, Usyk is he's a bad boy. I'm telling you that now. Usyk's a G. Let's just call it as it is. Very, very clever guy. But I think a lot of it's to do with just being cerebral and the mental and dealing with the mental, because Usyk must be able to dig, because Anthony Joshua wasn't too willing to engage, and vice versa. When Usyk was engaged, he was engaged by using angles, something that Anthony Joshua yet doesn't know. You know what I mean? He doesn't know. But, you know, my heart does go out for Anthony Joshua, because I think he's a young man that's taken a lot on his shoulders. A lot on his shoulders. You know what I mean? And we have witnessed him for the last 10 years in Great Britain. We've witnessed this guy, his growth. We've witnessed it. We've been hands-on. We know the guy. You know what I mean? So we've seen things. And I think it's kind of difficult for anybody to have that amount of pressure on them. And, you know, once again, you just take it from there. We see what's going to happen.
Spence, what do you make of the one? It was a split decision. Obviously, one of the judges gave Anthony Joshua
130. No, I don't agree with that. I was doing the scoring for, was it Pitch Boxing? I mean, Richard Pox said, yeah, get over and do the scoring. So I was doing the scoring on it while I was doing the Fighters Right with Tundi, and I had to be completely and take emotion out of it and try and judge it honestly. And you know what? I'd been glad to have called it wrong, but where did I have it? I had it 117-114 to Usyk. And that's as fair as you can call it. And I wish I could have called it in that way, but I can't. I have to be sincerely honest. I think Joshua just lost to the better man. You know what I mean? But I'm not on the edge of that, oh, is Usyk his bogeyman? No, I'm not buying into that. I still think that Anthony Joshua could actually beat Usyk. It's just like, he just needs the right team around him. And you have to earn this. And again, you got rid of one Robert to go to another Robert, and they were both telling you the same kind of instructions. And that's what I'm trying to say. Robert McCracken must be sitting at home right now thinking, I could have done this job. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know whether AJ is too big, like, no one can't sit down and talk rules to him. Or maybe it is that, you know what I mean? Come on, you made, like, what was it, maybe 35 million that he picked up tonight? You'd be frightened to talk too hard to him anyway. You know what I mean? So, I think maybe AJ needs some real man around him who's not frightened to tell you things, because like, we'll just tell you quite a lot of business. And maybe you're not going to get it, because end of the day, you know what I mean, finances run the world. So maybe people can't, you know what I mean? But that, I'm just saying, like, you're winning the fight, that's grotesque cheerleading, my friend. Right? And especially Robert Garcia, I'm a little bit taken aback. I know Robert, he's cool, but I'm taken aback by that. You're winning the fight. What fight was you watching? What fight was you watching? I mean, that's the sad thing, because I think, like, if you'd have pressed it a little bit, you got a split decision there. If you'd have pressed it a little bit more, then maybe they came out victorious. So I'm not blaming anybody, but Robert Garcia needs to be held accountable to him telling AJ that he's winning the fight. You know what I mean? When I'm saying it takes five fights to know a fighter, people can argue with me on this. No, it doesn't, because look at Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury went with Sugar Hill and straight away look at the performance that he put in, right? But Tyson Fury has grown up in the game. I keep on telling people, we most probably came out of his mother room with boxing gloves on. There is a difference, right? AJ hasn't. AJ's just been in this sport. AJ's main idea was to get the bag. No matter how, I'm going to get the bag. So whatever road it was going to take, could have been soccer, football, whatever, basketball, whatever, I'm going to get the bag, right? And he's realized that, okay, then well, I've got the bag now. But was you in love with the sport in the beginning times to say no? And he was on a mission. He wasn't, because he fell into boxing late because of his cousin Benga. You know what I mean? You heard his speech that he gave at the end of the fight, and I went to Penn and did the and all the rest of it and blah, right. But, you know, it's kind of sad. And the next thing, nobody should be happy at the demise of Eddie Hearn. Nobody should be happy at the fact that Anthony Joshua, especially UK people, should be happy at the fact that Anthony Joshua lost, because he's still a star boy. And there's still fights in him to be made for him to come and go and do his bits. Do you know what I mean? So nobody should be laughing at those kind of things at all, because he and the combination of him and Eddie Hearn have, over the last decade, have been superb for British boxing. And I love boxing. So if you love boxing, you know what I mean? Take the personal thing out of it. What those two have done as their team of Team AJ and Team Matchroom has been fantastic for British boxing. And that is the sad kind of thing, because a lot of people now, you see the comments already, and oh, he's so stupid, he's this and that. Anthony Joshua has proven to everybody that he's actually human. You know what I mean? And now they say, you see, he's a fake, he's this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Could this country of Great Britain really handle a rough and tumble Anthony Joshua? No, they couldn't. You know what I mean? They couldn't handle that at all. So he played down everything and all the rest of it. But I really do think that Anthony Joshua can come back from this. And I'm not saying this because I like the guy. I really do think he's going to come back from this. I think he's because there aren't many heavyweights out there that can beat that guy. Usyk happens to be one of them. Yeah, maybe we'll say, oh, Tyson Fury would have him. All right, cool. Maybe Deontay Wilder will knock him out. But he's still a top-tier heavyweight. So if he's a top-tier heavyweight, he should be fighting top-tier opponents. Maybe take a little time out and then come back and then devise a plan to see what else he's going to go do in the sport. But I do believe that he's been a fantastic ambassador for boxing. He's been in fantastic ambassador for British boxing. And he's brought a lot of people coming with cash. So there's a lot of people off of the back of his success that have earned money. Right? A lot of people. So, you know what I mean? I think British boxing is kind of indebted to Anthony Joshua. So if we're indebted to him, let's pay our dues instead of trying to demise and laugh at the man.
Spencer, just quickly and finally, we saw Hrgović obviously win tonight against Zhang. He's close now to having a shot at the IBF strap that Usyk has. We know Joe Joyce and Joseph Parker, we know that will get the WBO. We know Daniel Dubois has a WBA. Your man Lennox Lewis put a tweet out and he said, Usyk Fury, it's been 19 years since we've had an undisputed champion. Get it on. Is that the fight that has to happen next before these belts get fragmented across divisions?
Yeah, because once you win them, then it can be fragmented. But yeah, that is a fight that does need to actually happen next. I got Tyson Fury beating Usyk. Just too big, but not only that, but Tyson Fury's got a fantastic IQ. I don't think a lot of the things that Usyk could do to Joshua would work on Tyson Fury. You know what I mean? And it is the agile of styles make fights. That's the fight that we want to see next. I want to see that fight next. I didn't think Hrgović beat Zhang. I thought Zhang won that fight. But Hrgović is very good. Zhang is, for a big guy, southpaw, to put the punches that he puts together, very educated. I thought Zhang actually won that fight. But, I mean, it shall go on, it will continue. And I'm just grateful that I get to speak to my brother, Raz. And it's late, so it's about my biddy buys, mate.
Spencer Fair on IFL TV, thank you very much.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.